Professional football players are all too familiar with pain. Take Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Namath, for example. He spent a lifetime managing pain. A new biography says Joe Namath was riddled with injuries even in 1969 when he led the New York Jets to the Super Bowl championship. Steve Inskeep talked to biographer Mark Kriegel. Steve asked him to read his description of Namath's pain treatment 3 days before that Super Bowl game.
5 syringes had been prepared. The first contained Novocaine injected below the left kneecap. The second contained 25 milligrams of prednisone, a cortisone compound to relieve pain and inflammation in the left tendon. Then Dr. Nicholas drained off a couple of ounces of fluid from the right knee. Returning to the left, he shot the back of the knee with Novocaine, followed by another 25 milligrams of prednisone. Finally, the doctor offered a painkilling injection for his right thumb. This, Namath declined. He would need all his touch for the game. Nicholas sent him away with a bottle of red pills, just in case the left knee acted up again.
This is a young man still that you're describing, in his 20s.
He's a young man, but he's ancient orthopedically.
In his book, Namath, A Biography, Mark Kriegel writes of a fierce competitor who pushed his body to an upset victory over the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III. Namath was also a stylish champion. He famously guaranteed victory in a speech on the Thursday before the game. Mark Kriegel writes that on the night that he made that guarantee, Joe Namath had been drinking scotch all day. He told Steve that was a clue to a problem that Namath would face in the years after football.
Namath was still one of a generation who came of age learning to use the hard stuff as an analgesic. He used booze to medicate his pain. Over the years, he loses the ability to distinguish between physical and emotional pain. And when his marriage fails and he finds himself once again in searing, constant pain, he goes back to medicating himself as he had as a young man. Problem is, he's treating a broken heart as if it were a busted up knee.
And then we have the man who has appeared periodically on television over the years.
You're referring to his now infamous appearance last December with an ESPN interviewer named Susie Colbert. He's not making much sense and asks the interviewer for a smooch.
Right there on television.
Right there on television. Most people who saw it saw this pathetic TV crack-up. I saw a guy who was in enormous amount of pain. You know, for most people, certainly most baby boomers, the central event in Joe Namath's life is the Super Bowl and the guarantee. For Namath, I think it's the breakup of his parents' marriage when he's in seventh grade. And when his own family fractures, he takes it very, very hard, falls into a depression.
What made it so difficult for Joe Namath to settle on a second career after he retired from football?
Well, he had been so famous during his career that he no longer needed fame to nourish him. And it was a mistake that many people made in regard to Namath. Even a judge of talent as astute as Rune Arledge, the impresario of Monday Night Football.
On ABC.
On ABC. In 1985... Arledge cuts a deal for Namath, who had no broadcasting experience, to go in the Monday Night Football booth, and it was something of a disaster. What Arledge never counted on was that Joe Namath had become a middle-aged man, an expectant father. He was no longer Broadway Joe.
He wasn't edgy, he wasn't arrogant, he wasn't cocky anymore.
No, he was circumspect. He wanted to be a husband and be a father. He had no interest in making any more guarantees.
Mark Kriegel is the author of Namath, A Biography. Thanks very much.
Take care, man.